Good morning, church. All right, let's go ahead and begin our lesson this morning. All right. All right, let's go ahead and begin this morning. James, we're going to try to move on a little bit today. Got to think, at the rate we're moving, it may be showing up a long time. But it's not for five chapters. We cut up two verses a day, 2016, we'll finish. But we're going to do better now. Let's go to James chapter 5, 6, that's where we are. We talked about that word wavering, to be double-minded. Wavering, double-minded, the thing that it called. We talked about that word there in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. We talked about that word there that means double-minded. Hopefully you have put that upon your attitudes in relationship to understanding the will of the Lord. That is, that hit words again, that it leads debate, conflict, variance, that leads to lack of faith. And that's what's wrong with the world today. It's too much conflict, especially with authority. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. And that's what's going on in the world today. Everybody's being tossed around. Nobody knows which way to go. And then in the tossing, people are getting wrong directions. Amen. Because nobody is going to the Word of God and let the Word of God solve all problems. Amen. Verse 7, for let not that man think, another word think, that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Question, why should he not think? Why should he not think that he's going to receive anything of the Lord? Well, if you are not sure yourself, how do you expect the Lord to be sure? Amen. If we offend the law at one point, we give up the whole law. John 9:31, what sin is, God is not. Amen. See, people want to be blessed, but they want to be blessed on their own terms. See, the terms of blessing comes through the word. Amen. See, that's the reason why he said, if any man, if let him ask in what? Faith, in the word, amen. Through trust, through looking to Jesus. So when you let that doubt and wavering there, hey, you, that word needs to be underlined, amen. Because see, if you're debating, or you have conflict, if you're not sure, amen, that violates faith, that makes faith vain, and vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the command of men, well, why should you ask to receive? And that's the reason why he used the phrase, but let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And that's the point that we need to understand. See, either you do or either you don't. Either in faith, either out of faith. Either you're using substance or you're not using substance. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So a lot of times you hear people say, well, be blessed. Or you hear people say, well, I'm highly favored. Well, see, that's just lip service. See, Matthew 15, that's lip service. Because see, number one, you got to be sure yourself. And that sure yourself, it better be backed up with what thus said the Lord, amen. That what we do may be in compliance with the word of God. Because see, if you act wavering, see, don't think that the Lord going to bless you, because he's not going to bless you. Because see, if you're doing it in a debatable way or a conflicting way, see, are you do it with variance in your life and you're not sure yourself, you're not going to get it. It's just that simple. And that's the reason why he used that phrase, but let not that man think. See, other than what think, don't even think that way. See, your mind should even be that way. Number one, see, if you don't have the faith, well, see, if you don't have the faith, see, if you waver, don't even think that way. See, that's the mindset that we need to develop, brethren. Hey, let's develop that mindset, brethren, that if God be for us, who can be against us, right? We can do all things. My God shall supply. So that's the mindset. You know, I realize that spirituality, 99.5% of it's mindset. And the other 5% is nothing but work because you know it. You not realize that. See, most people can't comply because they don't know. See, most people are ignorant. See, most people are ignorant. You know, this week, you know, with the holidays going on, I heard that word inner faith so many times. You know, we have an inner faith search. They don't know what they're talking about. You can't have an interfaith. See, that means there's more than one faith. But you got religious people who seem to be in authority, people who control thousands of people's minds. Like right now, we don't have a set of minds here, right? Amen. But you're talking about people that go to churches with 2,000 or 3,000 people that are hearing that phrase. See, even the word itself, you know, Christmas. See, if you understood what that word means, and then you hear preachers preach about it, and they use it in their sermons in connection with the birth of Jesus. Amen. See, that's a debatable subject. That's a conflicting subject. See, but what does it do? When you hear it, and when you hear it, and when you hear it, you hear it on TV, you hear it on radio, you see it on TV, you see these things. See, what it does, it affects the mind. Why? Because that's how we think. That's all you know. That's all you hear. Because you don't hear nothing else. So that's your thought process. See, that's the thought process. So what he's saying here, well, think why it won't happen. See, it won't happen because number one, you don't ask in faith. Second reason why it don't happen, because you waver. See, you waver. You're not sure yourself. So what we want to do, we want to take the word of God and develop a good mindset. The only way I know to do it, through study, through teaching. Every opportunity that you can to get some sound Bible teaching. Get it. Because see, the more you develop your mindset, the more you be transformed, not conformed, to the world, conformed. See, they just go along. They don't know no better. You see what I mean? But when we take a stand, see, like the lady said to me the other day, she says, Merry Christmas. I said, Happy Holiday. And she says, Merry Christmas. I said, Happy Holiday. She never did understand. Now, she didn't like the idea what I was saying, Happy Holiday, because she thought I should have been saying the other thing. I'm not going to say that, because how can you be happy about that when it violates God's word? But see, she never did understand. She never asked me why I was using the word happy holiday. She'd have asked me, I would have told her. She never did. See, you know why she didn't? I'm going through a bank line. She was talking through a microphone. You understand what I'm saying? See, because that's where their mindset is. So that word think, that's there for a reason. See, as a man thinketh in his heart, so be he. Amen. See, you got to think right. See, when you don't think right, you're going to have problems. See, and that's what's wrong with the world today. See, that's what he says here. They've been like a sea driven with the wind, and people are just being tossed. People just don't know what to do. I'm telling you, people don't know what to do. See, why do you think people are running to guns? See, why do you think they're buying guns off the ship? They think that's the answer. They literally think, why do you think people move well off? They're getting away from us. They think that's the answer. The devil is everywhere. Sin is everywhere. You can't run. The thing that you need to do is get back in the word. Amen. Let the word control your mind. Don't be driven by guns. See, I remember I worked for the Burnt Post Herald for all those years. All the other managers that worked there, they carried guns because, you know, we went out at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. We worked at night. You know, and they all carry guns. They said, do you have one? I said, no, I never would buy one. I mean, I just prayed. I just trusted in the Lord, amen. I wasn't going to buy one. I still ain't bought one. I don't want them. I had one gun in my life. Didn't like that gun. had two guns in my life. Didn't like that gun. I was in the military, had an M16. Took me 3 times to pass the test, to qualify. Then I went to Vietnam, they gave me an M16. See, now they took it back, but they gave it to me, you know. And John will tell you, you had to know how to clean it and you had to know how to work it, but eventually, because I was in the Air Force, they took it back. We didn't need one. I never did like it then. See, still don't. But the point is, that don't answer. See, that do not answer. That do not solve a problem. What solve a problem is your mindset. Amen. See, because of the word, because you've been trained for certain things, you're not going to do. Because you have came out from among them. You are separate, said the Lord. A certain place you don't do, certain place you don't go. Whereby you're going to get caught up in that worldly stuff. And that's the point. But it all goes back to the word think. Think. And then verse 8, he used the phrase a double-minded man. A double-minded man. And let me give you the word there. A double-minded man. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Okay. Before we do that, let me go back to that next verse. Let me give you some scriptures if I may. Okay. Verse 7. Let's denote 4:15. James 4:15. And with James 4:15, where it says, for that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we should live and do this or that. See, it's all based on the Lord's will, amen. If it be the Lord's will, amen. See, we're going to ask in faith without wavering, but our mindset is not my will, it's God's will, right? See, a relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Because a lot of things that we want, a lot of things that we desire, may be in violation of the word of God. See, that's the reason why I say all the time, amen, any decision that we make should be made according to the will. Right? See, anything that we do must be backed up by the book, amen. Am I right? See, a relationship to understand. See, that's what the world don't understand. See, that's what the world don't understand. See, the world don't understand what the will of God is, what God's purpose is. See, they just do things because they've been tossed about like a wind. But they don't have authority to back it up. See, and when you don't know what God's will is, I say, well, if it be the Lord's will by faith, see, then at that point, see, you have authority. So 4:15, everyone, I want you to say that what we do when we think our mindset would be, but Lord, if it be thy will, how many times you pray that prayer? Lord, just let thy will be done. See, when you say, Lord, just let thy will be done, you say, well, Lord, you want thy will to be done based on the word. Amen. See, that's what you're saying. See, Lord, just let thy will be done. See, we get so hung up on things. See, a lot of things we bring on to ourselves because we're in violation of the will. See, a lot of times our mindset gets all messed up because we want our will versus God's will. Amen. So a lot of things we worry about, we shouldn't even worry about. Am I right? So a lot of things that we're concerned about, we shouldn't even be concerned about. Am I right? Because one thing about life has 24 hours in a day. But when you just let God's will be done, guess what? Whether you have or whether you don't have, life is going to continue on. See, life is not going to stop. Amen. Life is not going to stop if you can't go to the mall. If you don't get nothing for the holidays, or if you don't get nothing for your birthday. See, life just going to go on, amen. Whatever state you find yourself in, be what? Content. Amen. That's mindset, right? See, am I right? See, that's what he means, that Lord, wherever thy will may be. Everybody want to tie that in with that. See, because a lot of times, we want to jump over God's will to get our will done. We can't do that. Am I right? See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Then chapter 5, by 4:15, write 5:10-11. See, in 5:10-11, see, in conjunction with 4:15, what you should do by verse number 7, you should write 4:15. By verse 7, chapter 1, verse 7, you should write 4:15. Then by 4:15, you should write 5, 10, 11. Then you know all those just go in concession, right? Because see, what we're doing, we're trying to see if any man acts, man acts in faith without wavering, right? See, why? 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 Because you don't want to be tossed around like a wind. See, driven by the flesh. Because your mindset may be, if it be the Lord's will, let thy will be what? Because if you act in violation of will, it ain't going to be given to you anyway. Did you not know that? It ain't going to be given to you. See, that's the reason why what the devil has done. The devil has devised a way to supersede God's will by giving you a false hope. That's all it is, a false hope. He'll give it to you. The devil will. It's an illusion. The devil will. Then somewhere down the road, he'll hang you with it. That woman who went out there and bought those guns and then took her son and taught her how to do it, if she could have looked down the hand of time and knew that gun was going to kill her, she never would have bought it. She wouldn't have. You ever made this statement, I wish I shouldn't have done that? I wish I had never done that? You ever said that before? About things that happened in life? If I never would have, this never would have happened? See, you do that because your thinking ain't right. See, and what you sow is what you're going to wear. See, it's just a law. You sow toward the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. You sow toward the spirit, that's that faith, right? You ask in faith, right? See, it's going to be given to you if it's the Lord's will. Y'all with me? It's just a law. See, the Bible ain't nothing but a book of principles that we have to learn. But what good is hearing that we're not going to apply it? You understand what I'm saying? We all make mistakes. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. We all have made our bed hard and we'll lay it in them. Amen. But see, it don't make sense that the man say, you're in the ditch, keep digging the hole. You're getting deeper and deeper. Instead of you coming out the hole, you're going down farther. That don't make no sense. That's the reason why you're here. Amen. Am I right? So that you can make it better. Okay? And that's the whole point that he's saying here. Now, let's go back to 5, 10, 11. He said, take my brother and the prophet who has spoken. Look what he says, in the name of the Lord. Underline that word, in the name of the Lord, or by the authority of the Lord. How do he speak? By the authority of the Lord. A brother and a Christian who speak with not using authority as a fool. Don't you sit there and believe stuff just because your boss man said it. Amen. Or even if I say it, if it violates authority, amen. That's what's wrong with the world. We believe anything we hear, and just because everybody else is doing it, you think that's right. That's not true. If it violates authority, take my brother, the prophet who has spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and the patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Amen. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. And what that simply means is this, brother, you know what that's called? God's amazing grace, unmerited favor. We all have sinned, amen. We all have had problems in our life, amen. Haven't we? But the Lord, because he's our adversary, because he's our propitiator, that's who he is, right? He looked down upon us, and what he do? He give you grace, he give you grace, he give you grace. That means that he gives you another chance. And you keep playing with him, he'll send you a strong delusion. Keep on playing with him. He ain't going to give you too many chances, because he will not be mocked, will he? He ain't going to do it. But still, because of the humanity of mankind, look at this way, look at this way. See, what good is knowing the word? What Hebrews 10, 26 says, if we sin willfully. See, you know the word, or James 4, 17, to him who knoweth, right? See, to knoweth or sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of truth, that remains no more what? Sacrifice for sin. See, what good is sitting here and you hearing this here, but when you leave here, and people say this all the time, I don't care what he say. I'm going to do what I want to do. People say it all the time. See, when what we say, what the word say, conflict for what you want, and you want to do what you want to do, we always say, I'm going to do what I want to do. So that's mockery. See, you better not, you've been better not even been here. Peter said, it's better not to know than to know and burn. See, it's better not to know. You're going to go to hell anyway. But sit here and know it and reject it, your degree of punishment is going to be greater. Right? Because, see, you've been given the word, but you ain't doing nothing with it. See, God going to hold us accountable for that. See, God look at us down here in Bible class. He look at me too. How well did you prepare? How well did you study? How well did you prepare to deliver? Right? You say you're going to be evangelist. Well, do the work of an evangelist. Amen. Then number one, he going to hold you responsible. How well do you hear? How well do you receive? Or what you doing with what you receive? That's stewardship. Am I right? See? But see, you come up here and sit up here and sleep or texting or not paying no attention or you just hitting the body and that's it and you ain't no paying no attention. See, God can hold you accountable for that. He really is. Are you sitting up here talking or writing notes or doing anything instead of, you know, I tell you, this is a work in progress. And you don't use this as a work in progress in order to improve your thinking? What are we trying to do? Am I right? See, so that you don't waver. See, because when you start wavering, I'm telling you what's going to happen. It's life. I've been there. You've been there. See, then you begin to question the word. I was telling a preacher this the other day. Because we all speak the same thing, and because we're all supposed to be like-minded, I'm talking about Christians. Amen. You don't leave a congregation because of doctrine. Right? Because we all both be speaking the same thing. Now, if you disagree, if me and John disagree, see, you leave your gift at the altar, then go back reconcile that we all may speak the same thing. And the reason why I say that, how come you gonna leave some here to be wrong? Then go somewhere else and it's right. Well, that means we're wrong. We're going to hell, right? Am I right? And you can't do that. Somebody got to be wrong. Because both can't be wrong. See? Congregation A can't be wrong and congregation A, B, be right. See, if B right, we wrong. Well, we need to get with B. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Let me say it again. I go a little further. Matthew 8 says, if your brother offend you, go to him and him or what? If he hear you, you're what? So you just don't leave just because you don't like what's being said. Right? Am I right? We all supposed to be speaking the what? Same thing. Now, I don't have no problem if you move to Leeds. And you say, well, I'm going to another sound congregation in Leeds because of distance. Too far. We better make sure that what they're doing is comply with what we're doing. Right? But you don't leave. And he said, well, I never thought about it that way. I said, you better think about it. Am I right? You better. Am I right? Because see, if you there and then you accepted them and they wrong, you partake of their evil deeds. Am I right? Because the word always going to be what? See, that's you go again. When you're doubtful, when you're wavering, when you've been tossed like a sea by the winds of the sea, and you're debatable because, you know why we're debatable? Because self is in the way. Because self, get out the way and let the word work, everything's going to be all right. Amen. See, and like a lady said yesterday, she said, okay, Reverend Lyle. I said, man, just call me Al. Then somebody, see, I wasn't even talking to him. He going to jump in the conversation. Oh, he Church of Christ. And then she said, oh, y'all the ones that don't use instrumental music. I said, that's right. Then he say, and they don't let women do nothing. I said, ain't nobody talking to you. She talking to me. That was a private conversation. She walked to me and she said, hello, Reverend Lyle. She's brand new. She don't know me. I said, just call me Al. Which I do tell people that all the time. See? Ain't that the proper thing to do? See? But the devil jumped right in it. That way he is, the devil. Jumped right in it. Okay? Y'all got that? Okay, now, let's go to the next verse, okay? All right, next verse. Okay, then, y'all got that. He talked about a double-minded man. So you're double-minded when you're doubtful, verse 8, you're unstable. Here's the word I want you to look at. You ready? D-I-P. S-U-C-H-O-S. And that simply means, you look that word up, it means that man has two minds and one soul. Y'all got that? I'll give it to you one more time. He has two minds and one soul. There was D-I-P-S-U-C-H-O-S. That's what that word means. He has two minds in one soul. You'll never find that word nowhere but in James 4:8. Okay? Used in that context. Now you may say, well, what two minds that is? That is, he has a mind of a spirit on one side, he has a mind of a flesh on the other side. He's serving two masters. He's unequally yoked. See? That's what he is. He's a double-minded person. He has two minds. He's been governed by. See, he come to church on Sunday morning, he's going to use that spiritual mind. Right? Then before he can get out the parking lot, he's going to be cussing. Y'all know what I'm talking about? See, I just tell it just the way it is. See, that double-minded man ain't going to wait. See, he played with sin so long, he don't even respect the parking lot no more. Y'all know what I'm talking about? See, he's a Sunday-only Christian. He don't ever study his Bible. See, he don't have come to church. He just comes just enough to satisfy conscience, which makes him double-minded. And then when he's double-minded, he has instability. He's not stable. See, that's the reason why the devil, you know, that movie been on all week. I say it wrong all the time, Roots. Some people say Roots. Roots or whatever it is. And Jeremiah was laying across the bed with me last night. We were glancing at it. And he said, granddaddy. He said, why they don't want the blacks to learn how to read? You know, they caught reading, they caught writing. You got a whooping. Because they didn't want you to learn how to write or read. I said, well, they didn't want you to gain no knowledge. See, when they didn't have no knowledge, when they couldn't read, when they have no understanding, they had them under control. See, and that's what instability would do. See, the devil don't want you to come to church. The devil say attend the church of your charge. The devil says it makes no difference. See, the devil has devised the Bible, tore up the Bible, misused the Bible, amen. Because see, he wants people to be double-minded because he wants instability. See, and that's what that word means. It means that literally he has two minds. And you know people like this. Because you know a tree by its fruit, right? We got brothers like this, don't we? Co-workers like this here. You ever seen a co-worker, somebody you know? They start talking Jesus on one side, then the next two or three sentences on the other side, the devil come out. Or when some come on the radio that sound good, they throw their hands up like that. Thank you, Jesus. But the minute you use the word for some other kind of way. Y'all know what I'm talking about? That's what a double-minded person is. And that's the reason why he used that phrase, a double-minded person. A double-minded person is unstable. Then look at what the Holy Spirit says here. He's unstable. He used the phrase, all his ways. All, and then ways is plural. I mean, he's not unstable in one way. He's unstable in all ways. All ways. In relationship to understanding the will of God. Let's go to Matthew 6:24. See, that's what he's talking about on Matthew 6:24. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Y'all with me? Hey, brother. Matthew 6:24. See, in Matthew 6:24, he talks about that. See, that's that two-headed monster. A double-minded person is a two-headed monster. Amen. See, and right there by that double, just write Matthew 6:24. The reason why you want to walk right, you know, I told you, is a two-headed soul. No man can serve what? See, what the two masters is, spirit and flesh. For either he will hate the one and love the other, right? Or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and what? You can't do it. But see, when you fail to think, see, when you can think on your own, because you have studied and you're not wavering, am I right? Being tossed around, am I right? And you do everything based upon the will, see, that's not going to happen to you. Because see, guess what? I can stand up here and quote a scripture wrong, because you know the scripture, you have the ability to do what? Huh? Correct. Now, if you don't know, am I right? Usually, you're just having an emotional good time. You say, boy, that sure sound good. How can something sound good when it's wrong? You see how foolish that is? Am I right? You see how foolish that is? You ever cried over something when you, after you got through crying, you said, why am I doing this? Don't make no sense. Do it. But your thinking be all right. See, and that's what he's saying there. And that's what he said in Matthew 6:24. See, that's that two-headed monster. I call it a two-headed monster. See, a double-minded person is a dangerous person. See, you don't want people around you a double-minded, fickle. You don't know which way they're going to go. See, one day they smile at you, other day they knock you in the head. You ever work around people like that? You still don't know which way, what they do. You ever work for somebody? Don't work for somebody like that. That's a terrible situation to be in. See, especially when you don't have no control. See, that's what that leads to that in Matthew 6:24 in relationship to understanding what that phrase means. Terry, I'm gonna give you that word, that double-minded word that we didn't give it to you. While you, it's D-I-P-S-D-I-P, dip, socius. I still saying it wrong, probably. D-I-P-S-U-S-U-C-H-O-S. Okay. Okay, then let me get the word unstable too, okay? So you can look at both of them, okay? You got that, babe? You got that, sister? Okay, all right. And the reason why I'm giving y'all these words, y'all know why? So you can go back and look at them, because see, I'm just surfing the topic. But see, when you go back and look at it, and you look at it right, it gonna give you some more words that really, really transform your thinking. Because see, when you read these verses, you understand what I'm saying? When you look at this here, just what we've been talking about. See, well, why ain't the world driven around, you know, like a sea, tossing about, you know, with wind? People been talking, because people is doubtful. See, they not sure. Why? Because their mind messed up. Why? Because they double-minded. You ever realize most churches don't teach like this here? Y'all correct me wrong. I know. I've been around to different churches. They don't teach like this here. I talked to a preacher Thursday, you know, about something. Another preacher. I said, why y'all do this here? He said, well, brother, we got to get along to get along. I said, who are you going to obey, man or God? What's wrong with you? Brother Lyles, you just, See, when you allow your children to be subject to everything, what do you expect? Do you hear me? You control your children's minds, Tamika. You control you got control of them now. And how you control them now when they're young gonna determine whether they're gonna be stable, double-minded, wavering, or whatever. Because what you sow is what you reap. Amen. See? And you're gonna be held accountable for it. I ain't never heard nothing like this here. Well, the answer to the problem is give every teacher a gun. Is you crazy? I don't want to go to school with a gun on me. Learn. Can you believe that? Kathy, you in the classroom, and somebody take the gun from the teacher? Who want to do that? That's not the problem. Go back to the home. That's where they got to be taught, at home. Am I right? So when they get you to school, they know how to act. But see, the home's so busy trying to grab all the gusto in an upside down relationship, upside down everything, everything messed all up, trying to hold on to stuff that they don't need, they ain't got time for the children. Right or wrong. And then, because you hadn't developed those minds, am I right? And that's what's happening in the churches today. It's happening in the world today. Everything is messed up. Is nobody teaching the word that we may think right? Am I right? See, thank God for truth, man. Thank God for the word. Thank God we went to James 4:15 that we may understand what is the will of the Lord. Lord, just let thy will be done, that we act in faith without wavering. Because if we don't do it that way, it ain't going to be given to you. Why? Because a double-minded man is unstable. Why in the world are you going to get somebody already crazy a gun? And he going to say, well, the problem is this here. Well, we just put a police in here. What's wrong with them? They're just getting deeper and deeper. And they just don't want to just go back, stand up, and say, you know what the problem is? Sin. That's what the problem is. But see, we in the church, we in this world, right? And we got to live with this here, don't we? See what I mean? And that's the reason why. What I'm telling you, don't take it lightly. When I give you these words, go back and look at them. You got a wife, you got a husband, y'all look at them together. Y'all develop y'all mindsets together. I'm telling you, folks, because see, he can't develop his and she don't. But see, what he thinks, she don't know. Or what you know, he don't know. But when you develop together and you train together as one, am I right? See, then you got double power. Don't that make sense? See, you got double power. Because see, if he know, she know. See, she wavering, amen. And what you say, she gonna debate you. Because there's a conflict. Y'all with me? He gonna say, no, this is the will of the Lord. She gonna know the will of the Lord is. So what you think she gonna say? It don't say that. He can go. I don't see no harm. See, you don't see no harm because you don't know. You've been tossed around like a wind. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Y'all with me? See, I ain't in no hurry to get through this here. Now, y'all want me to fly through it, I will. I'm just trying to get us to think. See, and everyone, I give you these words, let's start writing them down and not find them tomorrow. Go back and look at them. We live in a world today. Y'all remember we used to have strong concordances and all those big old thick books, you know, that you had to look up words to find out what the meaning was. You see, nowadays you don't have to do that. It's on your phone. You can Google it. See, you can look it up. Man, the best that I get is in Walmart parking lot. At a grocery store, you got iPads, you got Androids, you got everything at your disposal. See? And spend less time on Facebook and spending God's book. I thought that sounded good. Because see, if you don't control your thinking, see, you're going to be just like you're talking about here. You're going to be double-minded, and when you're double-minded, you're going to unstable in all things. All right, now let me get out of the word right quick. I want to cover more than one verse. Unstable. Y'all ready? A.K.A. T-A-S-T-A-T-O-S. That's A.K.A. And that ain't the sorority. T-A. Oh, A.K.A. Go ahead on with your A.K.A. T-A-S-T-A-T-O-S. T-A-T-O-S. And these are the addresses that I want to give you. Simply mean that a person is unsteady, wavering, in disposition, that control your attitude or spirit with a small s. I give it to you one more time. You are unsteady. You are wavering. You know that word wavering mean, right? We talked about that, right? When you back up, right? To verse 6, right? Same word. In disposition. And if you're writing an equal sign, attitude, that is your spirit. You say, I know they had a bad attitude. They got a bad spirit. You ever seen people like that? Bad attitude. Where they got a bad attitude because they are, look what it says here, they are double-minded and unstable. See, when you violate God's will, those are consequences. Do you with me? For every action, there's a reaction. So when you look at people who acting a fool, you say, I don't understand why they act a fool. Yes, you do. They act a fool because they're unstable. They are double-minded. They are wavering. They don't act in faith. They don't think, understanding what is the will of the Lord. Amen. See, that's the reason why. When you got children that acting a fool, something wrong with their attitude. And until you get it back right, the only way you're going to get it back right is through study. You can take them to the psychologist. You can put on all the pills you want to. Retinum, whatever they call. See, you can do whatever you want to do. But until you get that mind right, they'll never be right. Same thing with us. See, unless you get that mind right, see, that's what happens. See, when a double-minded person, unstable mind, see, they're going to fight the word anyway. You know why they're going to fight the word? Because they want their will. See, and guess what? It don't take but one to pop up. And because everybody else is so stupid, I'm just calling it just the way it is. If I'm wrong, correct me. The reason why I say you're stupid is because why would you listen to somebody else when you got the word? Amen? Am I wrong for saying that? Why in the world are you going to pick up the phone? Hello? Hey! Hey! I don't know why you stood over there with that crazy ass. Well, I may be crazy, but you shouldn't call me crazy. You shouldn't get in the car on your way home to church. He just preached too long. He made me sick. Because your children are going to say, he make me sick too. They will. Because see, you control their mindset. They hear you saying it. It's going to make my mama sick. I know it's going to make me sick too. Am I right? See, Matthew 18:15. If you got something against me, come to me. Amen. If you got something to say, let God will be the final answer. Amen. Am I right? Because see, you controlling mindset. And therefore go you. That's the reason why twain together, leave your father, leave your mother. See, same concept. See, go home. Mama, what do you think we should do? And your mama already don't like your wife. What do you think she's going to tell you? Huh? I'll never forget, we had a family that lived next door to us. And I'm not going to call on names because it's a tape on. And every Sunday evening, she had three boys, and they all would come over, and they have a family meeting. None of them kept no wives. Some had two or three wives, but she made them quit all of them. And my mama told her one day, you ought to be shaming yourself. She said, mind your business. These are my boys. But they listened to their mama. They listened to her. They listened to her. And they never was happy people. Because they've been driven by the wrong force. And you've seen people like that. Look at what he said. We think about it. Leave father, leave mother. Twain are going to be what? See, nobody shouldn't get in your business. Because, see, you let ignorant people get in your business, you're going to be ignorant. Right? I'm just trying to make it plain. And I'm sorry. Go ahead, bro. Yeah. Why would you come that far? Yeah. That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's it. That's it. That's right. That's right. That's right. It's mindset. And guess what, brother? The devil know that too. See, that's the reason why the devil work on simple minds. Because see, let me tell you something. If we all spoke the same thing, we all had the same spirit, we all had the same mindset, see, nobody could ever pierce your spirituality. See, that's what I tell you all the time. It's not about me. See, don't look at me. I'm just a vessel. See, you're not coming here because of me. You're coming because of the word. See, now I thank God that we got good brethren. I've seen both sides. Oh, have I not? I've seen some sides you didn't want to come to the man business me. Because you knew it was going to be a boom, 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 boom. You had men that was what? Double-minded. See, and that's the point that I'm saying. So, see, Terry, when people's mindset ain't right, what you think they're going to think? Because, see, people look for churches for the wrong reason. See, they don't look for a spiritual way, and that's the thing that we should understand. So, hear those words again. You got that word. That means simply it caused them to have a bad attitude. Let me read what it says here. Such a person is restless. See, you wonder why you can't sleep? Confused in his action and his way. You ever seen people like that? Y'all know what I'm talking about? You ever been like that? Mm-hmm. A double-minded man is in conflict, like we said, with himself. See, he don't even know himself what to do. If he don't know what to do, how in the world he going to tell you what to do? That's the blind leading the way. They both going to fall into a ditch. That's what it says here. It says he's in conflict with himself, and this situation makes him unstable. And a word used to describe a drunk man unable to walk a straight line. He's literally drunk in the world and don't know it. See, that's amazing. We got 1 minute. It's amazing when you look at the world and you examine the world and see the way the world is today, and how the world has evolved into what we face today through the lust of the eyes, what we desire, and then the pride of life, those three forces that the devil used to cause us to get into situations that cause us to be drunk. Now, I'm not talking about drunk with whiskey. I'm talking about drunk in the mind. That's what it is. Anytime you make statements like, well, it makes no difference, or why do you come with over here, or it makes no difference, are y'all too legalistic, are y'all too... See, anytime you say stuff like that, something wrong with your thinking. Y'all with me? See, and that's what caused you to be. See, I hope this is helping us. See, I hope this is helping us. Because see, until you get it, I'm telling you, brother, until you get it, until you understand it, and the light go off, you're going to be just as drunk as they are. And guess what? You ain't got to go to the ABC store to get it. The devil dishes out every day. And you know what? He knows it. Amen. And that's the reason why he got the president drunk. They're talking about a fiscal cliff. They need to follow because they're all crazy. The world is crazy. Am I right? He drunk. Everybody he associated with drunk. Governor drunk. Everybody in the whole world drunk in the mind. So everybody just confused. They can't, y'all understand what I'm saying? But thank God for the word. Amen. Hang in the word, folks. Study the word every day, folks. Find you some time to get in the word. Private time. Study the word. See, apply what we teach. Principle. Amen. Now, if I'm wrong, correct me. If y'all, if you got, you want to question me anything, you don't want to do it, call me. My number's on the bulletin. We'll sit down. Amen. You don't want one-on-one study. I'll sit down with you. Maybe this ain't enough time. We'll sit down with it. Amen. I will. Okay? I'm flexible. It ain't got nothing to do with the holiday. I will still be flexible in January. Okay? So, hey, I'll do it. Amen. But we're going to stay in that word because I know the word going to work. Amen. All right. Good. Any more comments, faithful brother? I'm sorry I didn't give it two verses. I'm going to move next week, though. I'm going to try to move next week. All right? But what y'all, do y'all like it like that? Okay, all right. Cause I could just keep reading, couldn't I? And not cover all these things. But see, we got to get that right, ain't we? I'm trying to get mine right, too. Amen. Because I'm around crazy people every day. And y'all know crazy people can affect you. You didn't know it, did you? Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead. Thank you, Brother Ted. We appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you sincere. That's where you got to get it done. Amen. Realize you're wrong and straighten it out. Amen. Amen. I love the power of the blood. I love 1 John 1:9. I use it. Oh, man. I'm trying many times I use it every day. Sometimes I be riding down the road. Lord, please forgive me. I just be looking at someone. Please, someone let me look that way. Please forgive me, Lord Jesus. Amen. Y'all ain't never do that. Y'all be looking at folks, and then your mind just go crazy. Y'all did that. See, and I just dip in the blood, amen. And then I try to stay focused down the road, y'all see. What you got the blood for, am I right? Amen. See, let's pray. Bless the Father. We thank you so much for this day. We thank thee for all thy many blessings you bestow upon our life. And Father, thank you for Brother Terry, his humility, that he will stand forth and realize wrong and correct it through the power of the blood. And not only him, but we're all in the need of prayer. Bless us, and we're going to continue with our service. In Jesus' name we say together, amen. Amen. Y'all, brother, we need to see everybody about 15 minutes till. We're going to try to wait till John come back, but we need to see everybody. Thank you, brother. Love you.